The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Happy Father's Day. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you very much.
Happy Father's Day, Pat.
Oh, thank you.
And happy Father's Day to our loyal listener, your father.
That's right. He listens all the time.
We have a special guest. We have James Noden, owner of Bright Eye Solar Company. How are you?
I'm well, Jackie. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great. I don't know much about your personal life, but are you a father?
Yes, I am. I have an 8-year-old son.
So do we.
So do I.
Wow.
It's the number.
It's a triple.
Happy Father's Day, Jim.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com. That's mobile friendly. Also on jruddy.com are all our archive radio shows. Okay, once again, James Noden, owner of Bright Eye Solar Company. You're based out of Lancaster. You're on the line with us today. You're calling in from Lancaster. You install solar systems for residential and commercial?
That is correct, Jackie. We design, engineer, and install solar electric systems, residential and commercial.
How long have you been doing this, Jim?
We started the business back in 2009 when the incentives began for Pennsylvania and the federal tax credit began. There wasn't many installers doing solar electric before that, prior to that, other than the 80s when there were some incentives in place. So we pretty much got in line right when the wave started with these incentives.
You really primarily service southern, central Pennsylvania areas like Philly, Harrisburg, Lancaster, York County. And you'll even go to Maryland, right?
Yeah, that's correct. In the residential market, we keep it a little smaller. We like to stay within a 50-mile radius or so. Sometimes we'll travel outside of that for larger residential systems. For commercial, of course, we travel to more Maryland, New Jersey, and Delaware.
By the way, how do you correctly pronounce Lancaster, please? For those
around
of us
here,
that don't know any better.
Around here, we say Lancaster.
Oh.
You know, it's just really quick and smooth. Other people say Lancaster, and that's fine, too. But anyone that's been in Lancaster or is from around here or knows someone from around here tend to say it that way, Lancaster.
We traveled there a couple years back. It was one of my son's favorite trips. We went there for a long weekend, and boy, did we enjoy ourselves. Beautiful countryside out there.
Yeah, it sure is. There's a lot of open countryside. Of course, we have the Amish country all around us too. If no one has experienced that, it's a really neat thing. And that's one of the reasons why Lancaster got started with solar fairly early, because of the Amish market and catering to the Amish. They were doing solar before the incentives came into place.
Right, right. And we learned all about that on our tours out there. But solar's not new to the country. NASA has been using solar-powered satellites since the 1960s. And as far back as World War II, passive solar heating systems, which turn solar energy into heat instead of electricity, has been used in the U.S. Correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Solar's been used for a long time. It's just recently mainstream, and I'd say mainly because of the incentives. It was usually in the past it was out of reach financially for most residential household incomes, so that's changed a little bit with the incentives. The price of solar has come down because of the incentives. What happens is when the government puts money out there, whether it's a state with rebates or the federal tax credit, it allows manufacturers and other large companies to put more money into research and development. And through that research and development, they've been able to lower the manufactured cost of solar panels, which when we're talking about a solar electric system, those are the main components, the most expensive components of the system. And that's where we've seen some nice price decreases over the last several years.
You have a fabulous website with a lot of information, and that is brighteyesolar.com, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Let's talk about the many benefits of going solar, please.
Okay. Sure. I'd say when we got started back in 2009, it seemed like everybody that I talked to was interested in the clean energy aspect of it, lowering their carbon footprint, being more self-sustainable. And that was great. The incentives were in place, but the installed cost for solar in 2009 and 2010 and even parts of 2011 were twice the amount that it is today. So the financial return on investment wasn't as attractive as it is today. So even though the carbon footprint, the lowered carbon footprint, the clean energy is still important to many customers, we see a lot more calling us or that are interested in solar solely on based on the financial aspect, the return on investment. So I'd say that's still one of that's become one of the main benefits. I'd say now is the financial return on investment. The way I like to relate it is, you could pay your electric utility company for the rest of your life, or you could, pay up front for a system that you're going to build equity in and eventually own and have quite a return on investment. It's a lot like renting versus owning a home. So when you look at the length of time a system will last, the system's lifespan is over 25 years. So when you take all that into account with rising energy costs, the amount that can be saved is considerable.
You're right. Now, the systems, even with rebates, can be costly?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to say, usually I tell customers, it's not inexpensive. We get a lot of calls. There's a lot of people interested in solar. A lot of people just say, hey, I want to lower my electric bills, and that's fine. But the cost, it's not inexpensive. It is a long-term investment, so you have to look at it in those terms. Generally speaking, we're looking at, depending on where you're at, how much you currently pay for electric, it's anywhere from 7 years to 10 years return on investment. So it's basically like you're paying 7 to 10 years of your electric up front to benefit the next 25 plus years.
Yeah, some of the material, I'm surprised you said 7 to 10 years on return on investment, because some of the material I read suggested it may be 20 years before you see a return on investment.
It depends on what you're looking at. What we do is we look at the gross cost of the system. We subtract the incentive, the federal tax credit, which is currently 30% the gross cost of the system. So when you subtract that, you have a net cost. Okay, so if we look at the net cost and we look at energy rising at an average of 3% per year, okay, and when the customer calls us up and we do the whole, we have a program that calculates all this. And then when you also take into account the energy credits that you earn, which we'll talk a little bit more later, and then the electric savings, it cuts that down quite a bit. We were seeing as low as 5 years. Now with the state rebate gone, it's gone up to about 7 to 10 years.
Okay. Now, as you mentioned, the benefits of residential solar power are pretty obvious. Energy from the sun is endless, at least for the next 5 billion years, give or take, right? It provides clean energy with no greenhouse gas emissions, and it can save many people money on their electric bills. But there are some things to consider. What are the factors that people have to consider when they're looking for solar energy, solar power?
Okay. Well, the first thing we like to look at is the area that you have in mind, whether it's a roof or a ground-mounted area in the back of your yard or a field that you have adjoining, is it feasible to put solar on? Meaning, is the roof oriented in the right direction, the right tilt and orientation? Generally speaking, we like to see roofs facing a southern direction. If it's a little south or southwest, that's fine. If we have a roof that's facing, the roofs are facing east-west and they're very steep, really cuts into the amount of production that they're going to receive in a year from the sunlight. So that really cuts into the return on investment. So we look at the orientation. Then we also look at what condition is the roof in. I generally say if it's a shingled roof and it's going to need to be replaced in the next 5 years or so, it might not be worthwhile putting solar on it, simply because in 5 years you will need to pay to have someone remove it, reshingle it, and then pay to have the solar reinstalled, the solar panels. So those are the first things we look at. And even when we find a roof that's oriented correctly, that the tough life left in the shingles or whatever the roofing material they have, we then need to look at to see if there's any shading issues. A lot of people like to have, they have trees in their front yard, big chimneys in the front, or other parts of their building that rise above in the front or back, and we need to make sure that it's not shaded significantly to affect the production. So,
do you see these systems being installed in rural areas mostly, or can you install them in neighborhoods that the proximity of the neighboring house is right next door?
Yeah, having someone next door generally isn't a problem unless it's a large building that's rises above your roof line that's going to be shading. In the cities, we see a lot of roofs, townhouse type or old brick buildings that have flat roofs, and that's not a problem. We could put on a ballasted system, meaning we don't necessarily need to put roof penetrations in. We use some blocks and it weighs down the solar panels and they're toted up at like 10 degrees. And if there's a building behind it to each of the sides that's a little taller, as long as we can get those facing south and we have good southern exposure, it's generally not an issue.
Well, there's a lot to consider, and there's so much, the property type, the roof slope, the roof condition, and all of that when you go look and see if it's even worth it for the people and neighboring properties and trees. It sounds like there's a lot that has to line up, and their checking account.
There is, and generally what we do is we'll get a call, someone's interested in solar, and the first thing I'll do is pull up either a Bing satellite image or a Google Earth image to just see initially if we see any shading issues, see what the roof, see the orientation of the roof, and we can also, we have an app that we can measure the roof space to let the customer know preliminarily what size system we think will fit on the roof and what that cost might be. I talked to a lot of other salesmen that are in the industry, and it was funny, generally speaking, they would say their whole goal was to get into the house, to talk to the person, to try to sell a solar electric system. And what I've learned, and they would say, well, you don't want to give numbers out over the phone because, you know, you want to be able to get in front of them and sell this. Well, I've learned, I'm not much of a salesman. I am a certified installer. I understand the technicals behind it and the return on investment. And I like to just generally over the phone give a person an idea what the cost range, what the return on investment might be based on what I'm seeing on the satellite image and what they're currently paying for electric.
Wonderful. That makes good sense. We're headed towards a break. When we come back, we'll pick up this discussion. James Noden, owner of Bright Eye Solar Company, is on the phone with us today, and we're talking about solar energy. Jim, would you give us your contact information before we go to break, please? Your phone and your website and your email?
Sure. My name is Jim Noden. I am the owner of Bright Eye Solar. Our telephone number is 717-207-8449. You can also contact me through email directly at jim@brighteyesolar.com. That's brighteyesolar.com.
Thank you, Jim. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a 4-bedroom, 1.5-bath home loaded with old world charm at 1713 Madison Avenue in Dunmore for $139,000. This home has hardwood floors, high ceilings, built-in china closet, an eat-in kitchen. It also has a new boiler, a newer roof, a private side porch, and an exterior that was just painted in 2012. So if you're looking in Dunmore for a 4-bedroom, 1.5-bath home with old world charm, give us a call about 1713 Madison Avenue for only $139,000.
Thank you, Pat. The Scranton multi-list statistics for the last 30 days for Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming County. The median sales price for single-family homes with 2 bedrooms or less is $65,900. That's $65,900. The median sales price for 3 bedrooms is $117,000. And for four or more bedrooms on single-family homes, the median sales price is $129,500. Altogether, median sales price is $117,000. It's time for a short break. We will be back in a bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're back on this Father's Day weekend with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fell realtor, partner, co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very good today. Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
To you and our special guest, Jim Noden, owner of Bright Eye Solar Company. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
First half of the show, we spent talking about different aspects, benefits of solar power, solar energy, and you are primarily based in the Lancaster area, but you do service all different parts of Pennsylvania and even go to Maryland, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. We travel all over Pennsylvania. Residential market, we have to keep things a little bit smaller. Generally within a 50-mile radius. But that's not to say, if you have any questions, if anyone, any of your listeners have any questions about solar, regardless of where they're at, feel free to call me. I'm sort of a nerd when it comes to solar. I love to talk about solar. I do it all day long. So I really just enjoy helping people figure out the research, because there's a lot of information out there, and I found, I'm a little bit of a nerd, and when I first started talking to people about going solar, like I said, I'm not a sales guy, but I act as the sales guy for our business, and I talk so much that their eyes would glaze over. So there's a lot of information out there, but if you have any specific questions, feel free to give us a call.
And how would they call you, please?
Sure. 717-207-8449.
And they can also reach you by email?
Yep, that's correct. They can email me directly at jim@brighteyesolar.com.
Okay, so in the first half of the show, we talked about the many benefits of solar energy. There is a federal rebate out there that could be up to 30%, correct?
That is correct. It's 30% of the entire cost. Therefore, if you're doing a ground-mounted system, it would include all the excavation, all the trenching, all of that would be part of the cost. Mm-hmm. And that comes as a tax credit. So at the end of the year, when you file your taxes, that's a tax credit. It's not a write-off. So the difference is, if you install a system that's $20,000, 30%, $6,000, that would be $6,000 that you would get back.
That's nice. So that would help people consider it, because it is a little on the costly side. But the benefits, the return on investments one can receive would be within 7 to 10 years, you find typically, correct?
Right. That's generally what we see as a return on investment. And the other things, some people aren't sure if they want to keep their house for more than 10 years. And the other thing to think about is, if you live there for 5 years, you have the thing almost paid off, it's going to increase the value of your home. They say, when I say they, this is what you find on the internet, and you guys are real estate people, so I don't know what you're finding out there. I know this is still a relatively new technology, so it's hard to determine exactly how it increases the value of your home. But they say, what I hear is, for every $1,000 that you can show in savings per year, take that times 20 years for the new mortgage, and considering the solar electric, just it'll last a very long time without any maintenance. That should be what the value based on your home. So if you show that you save $1,000 times 20 years, it should increase the value of your home $20,000.
Wow. And, well, that would be, I'm sure, in not all cases, but in many cases in different areas, they probably see that's a significant increase in value for having solar.
It is, and I might even say it's a little optimistic, but I believe if you take into account energy rate hikes, which we're all subjected to no matter what. I mean, if we received, I live in PPL territory. PPL Electric is our main utility company. I believe it was about 5 years ago, we received a 30% increase in rate hikes. So everyone must pay that. And the nice thing about solar is it kind of hedges against that.
That was shocking to many people that opened their bills when that took effect, I'm sure. That's a significant increase. Okay, so what do people mainly do? Do they do their property entirely in solar, or do they supplement? How do you find most people install solar?
Well, we see it all ways. First, we need to look at, if we're looking at roof space, what is the usable amount of roof space that we can use? And generally, based on the square footage, generally speaking, for residential homes, we are not able to install enough solar panels on a typical roof to cover 100% or offset your electric bill 100%. I mean, we have installed it on plenty of roofs where it was more than 100%, but that's generally the first thing we look at. What is the square footage and what size system will we fit based on and related to how much electric they use in a year? So that's the first thing we look at. Second thing is, what is the individual's budget? Some people might be willing to take out a home equity loan for a larger system that covers 100% of their cost, while others may say, hey, I really care about only setting off 50% of the cost based on our budget, and maybe they just wanted, you know, 50%. I mean, it depends on the budget, it depends on the size of the roof, and it depends on the production that we can get based on the shading assessment.
And you look at their past utility bills for how long? 12 months, 2 years, to see what their usage is?
Yeah, we generally look at what they've used in the last year, and based on that usage, we can let them know, based on the amount of space that we see without shading issues, we can cover 50% or 100% of your bill. Generally, the first preliminary quote we'll send out is, okay, this is the most you could fit on the roof to cover the highest portion of your bill. And then the customer may say, well, based on our budget restraints, let's do 50% or 25%.
I see. So you mainly do roof panels. This is how you install these systems, is you put them on the roof. Do you ever do it in, like, on their property and out on in their yard, in the back side of their property? Are there panels that are installed that way?
Yes, we do both. And the difference is, with ground-mounted systems, the nice thing about going with a ground-mount system is you're able to orient it directly the way for the premium amount of sun, 180 degrees due south, with an optimal tilt. The other benefit is, if they ever need to be cleaned or serviced, it's easier to work on a ground-mounted system than a system that's up on the roof. And generally, we have customers that will go ground-mounted systems if, as I was saying earlier, the roof isn't oriented correctly, the roof is old, or it has shading issues, or if they want to install a much larger system than what their roof can stand.
Well, I'm thinking about it from a practical standpoint, too, that, you know, you may not need a new roof or any kind of roof work right now, but eventually you're going to, wouldn't you say? And you would have to take all of that down and then do your work on your roof and then remount everything. That seems like it would be quite an undertaking.
Yeah, you're right. There is an additional expense involved with that. But one thing to keep in mind is, when we're looking at solar and we're placing solar panels on the southern side of a house, that's generally the roof side that wears the fastest because of the sun's always hitting it. And so when a roof needs replaced, from my understanding, from what I hear and what I've seen, 9 times out of 10, it's because the most southern facing side has taken most of the beating. By putting putting solar panels over top the shingles, you are increasing the lifespan of those shingles. And as another side benefit that I like to mention to people, not a big deal, but over the summer, it helps your house to stay a little bit cooler in that it reflects the sun because it is glass that's up there, and there's a space generally about 6 inches from the shingles to the back of the solar panel that allows the roof to stay a little. So, yeah, there is a cost, and but I will say, basically, when you're talking about up on the roof, it's bolting the solar panels to rails. So it is fairly easy. All the other work, all the conduit to the inverter, to the electrical box, all that stays the same. You're basically unbolting the solar panels, reshingling, and then bolting them back on. So it isn't as much work as it would be to install an entire solar electric system. But I would say, generally speaking, you can look at spending for an average size solar electric system a couple thousand dollars to have it taken off and put back on for reshingling.
Well, some people don't like the appearance on top of the house either. You know, they want it, you know, removed from the property, from the actual structure. So that can be part of somebody's decision. But what's the smallest system you would advise anybody out there that's thinking about going solar? What's the minimum size that you would recommend?
Well, I mean, you could install any size system you wish. Just keep in mind, if you're looking at the return on investment, the smaller the system, the less the return on investment is. And that is because you're still paying for the engineering, permitting, utility interconnection process, and all the wiring. It covers a larger percentage of the total cost. So I generally say if you're installing less than a 4,000-watt system, the return on investment becomes a little more questionable if you're financing the amount, financing the total amount for that size system.
Okay, and so what are we talking about in terms of expense there?
For what? For a smaller system?
For, say, a 5,000 kilowatt system.
Okay. What you'll find, and if you shop around with different installers, you'll see different prices for different size systems with different components. The best way to relate each estimate or apples to apples is to look at the price per watt installed. So if it's a 4,000 watt system and our price is $3.50 per watt installed, that's what, $14,000? Okay, and if another person installs a 4.5K system because their solar panels are more wattage or whatever, you still want to look at the price per watt. That's how you determine your return on investment and what you're really paying for the system. So while the total system cost will be a little bit different from different installers, it's generally because the size of the system is not the same depending on what solar panels they're using. So price per watt. So a 4,000 watt system, generally around $3.50 a watt I'm seeing here in Pennsylvania. When you get up to about a 10,000 watt system, we're able to get the cost down to $3 a watt, maybe even a little less.
James Noden, owner of Bright Eyes Solar Company, contact 717-207-8449. Would you come back next week? Because there's so much more we want to cover regarding solar, please.
Yes, Jackie, I'd love to.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home located at 3237 Pittston Avenue in the Manuka section of Scranton for only $89,000. This home has off-street parking, a nice floor plan, and a good central location. The taxes are only $1,500 a year, and this has been used as a rental property with an excellent rental history. So if you're looking in Scranton for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, give us a call about 3237 Pittston Avenue in the Manuka section of Scranton for only $89,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, and happy Father's Day to all our listeners. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate at 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions?
Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.